Anyone in a tall building in Omaha or Des Moines, say, who chanced to look in the right direction, would see a bewildering veil of turmoil followed by instantaneous oblivion. Within minutes, over an area stretching from Denver to Detroit and encompassing what had once been Chicago, St. Louis, Kansas City, the Twin Cities, the whole of the Midwest, in short, nearly every standing thing would be flattened or on fire, and nearly every living thing would be dead. People up to 1,000 miles away would be knocked off their feet and sliced or clobbered by a blizzard of flying projectiles. Beyond 1,000 miles, the devastation from the blast would gradually diminish. But that's just the initial shockwave. No one can do more than guess what the associated damage would be, other than that it would be brisk and global. The impact would almost certainly set off a chain of devastating earthquakes. Volcanoes across the globe would begin to rumble and spew. Tsunamis would rise up and head devastatingly for distant shores. Within an hour, a cloud of blackness would cover the planet, and burning rock and other debris would be pelting down everywhere, setting much of the planet ablaze. It has been estimated that at least 1.5 billion people would be dead by the end of the first day. The massive disturbances to the ionosphere would knock out communication systems everywhere, so survivors would have no idea what was happening elsewhere or where to turn. It would hardly matter.